In Washington, D.C., the FBI and the General Services Administration have been dealing with a bit of a real estate problem. The GSA is the government organization responsible for taking care of the basic functions of most government agencies, like maintaining buildings, leasing, and operating government properties.
The FBI headquarters is currently located in the J. Edgar Hoover Building on Pennsylvania Avenue.
That's Zach Everson, a reporter covering the Trump Hotel in D.C. and the author of the 1100 Pennsylvania newsletter.
It's iconic, but not necessarily for its beauty. Aesthetics aside, for more than 10 years, the FBI and the General Service Administration argued that a new headquarters was needed for two reasons, both of which make sense. One of which, the security for that building in an urban setting right near major streets, just not a great idea. They wanted to move it to a suburban campus like the CIA, which is out in Langley, Virginia. Secondly, the Hoover Building is falling apart. Reportedly just a couple weeks ago, an 8-pound block of concrete fell through the ceiling onto an employee's desk.
Zach says that President Trump's hunger for real estate deals may have complicated the FBI's plans to move out of town.
In 2014, GSA announced that a new FBI headquarters was going to be built in one of three locations in the D.C. suburbs. And since then, GSA has secured hundreds of millions in appropriations for the suburban plan, although it didn't get all the money it needed. It also planned to offset the cost of a new headquarters by leasing out the current headquarters at the Hoover Building. So remember that part, it's important. GSA planned to lease out that property. 3 years later, though, new president, GSA revised its plans and instead suggested demolishing the existing building and replacing it with a new headquarters on the current lot, in the process demolishing 10 years of groundwork for the possible relocation.
Because here's the catch. The Hoover Building is across the street from the Trump Hotel in Washington, D.C., and ethics watchdogs have raised concerns that the Trump Organization doesn't want the government to sell the property because a rival hotel company could buy it.
Originally, reports said that GSA made the decision due to its inability to secure all the funding for a suburban campus. Later, it seems like the FBI took responsibility for the change of heart, with Director Wray saying he wanted to move many employees out of the Washington area but still maintained a D.C. presence, and they could do that on the current lot.
I'm just curious, in terms of what the GSA, we should say, is the General Services Administration, which is the landlord, essentially, for the Trump Hotel, do they normally lease government-owned land?
There's been a push for that. That's been a push, and that predates the current administration. They've been trying to get a return for taxpayers on valuable property that's not being put to its best use. And the old post office that's now the Trump Hotel is a great example of that. For example, the president's company now pays $250,000 a month in rent plus 3% of any profits to the U.S. taxpayers.
So let's talk about the controversy here, because moving the headquarters out to the suburbs doesn't seem like it's a problem in and of itself, but there is some controversy. Walk us through that.
Sure. So up until there, it is just kind of a dull real estate and appropriation story. But there's that part about GSA leasing out the FBI's current headquarters once it moved. The J. Edgar Hoover Building is diagonally across Pennsylvania Avenue from the Trump Hotel. When I stayed at the Trump Hotel, I could see FBI headquarters from my window. So the president has a financial incentive not to allow for that lot to be redeveloped because it could end up as a luxury hotel that would compete directly with the luxury hotel that he still owns. The Trump Hotel often promotes itself as downtown D.C.'s only five-star hotel, where the GM regularly tweets out hashtag only five-star hotel downtown D.C. So in the last Congress, Democrats on the House Oversight Committee alleged that the president intervened in the GSA decision-making process. Among the evidence they cited, the GSA has acknowledged that its administrator met with Trump twice about the building. Via FOIA, the New York Times obtained a photo of Administrator Murphy meeting with Trump, and that went viral in a way that photos of discussions about real estate development rarely do. And then documents the GSA Inspector General turned over and that the New York Times obtained through FOIA contained references to, quote, the project the president wants. Representative Cummings of Maryland noted last year that the Inspector General reported the GSA administrator had even pushed back against abandoning that suburban relocation plan. So there's the possibility that it would actually cost more money not to relocate.
Is the allegation here that the president and or GSA chief Emily Murphy, who is a Trump appointee, basically preventing this the FBI from moving for their own real estate interests?
Absolutely. And that's what brings us to last week. Murphy testified about the decision for the first time to a Democratic-led committee. In this case, it was the House Appropriations Subcommittee. A report GSA provided the committee in advance said that the decision not to relocate was, quote, effectively settled, end quote, before it announced its change of heart. Now, the word effectively there could be pulling a lot of weight. We really don't know. During her testimony, Murphy said the location had been decided before her meeting with the president and that they were just discussing how to pay for the project. But when Democrats pressed her about what the president said, she replied that she wasn't going to discuss conversations that she may or may not have had with the president or his advisors. Now, she wasn't saying the president was claiming executive privilege, but kind of following the precedent Jeff Sessions set back in June of 2017, she didn't want to talk about something in case the president might later say he wanted to protect that through executive privilege.
What happens to the FBI headquarters? Let's start there.
To be determined. You know, there still needs to be some funding for what's going on. The president just released his hoped-for budget, and it had no money in it for a relocation. But obviously, the House can tie up any sort of plans to keep it where it is.
Are there any legal issues that the president can run into here, given that this could be considered a conflict of interest?
Of course. I mean, this has been brought up in some of the emoluments cases already. There's a lot of issues going on with the GSA right now, because remember, it also has the lease on the Trump Hotel. So we could see that being brought about. And there's also a government watchdog crew that has sued GSA, alleging it failed to reply to its FOIA request for documents relating to the FBI headquarters decisions. And in two separate rulings recently, the judge ruled against GSA, saying that it needed to broaden its search for documents and also turn over a non-redacted version of a document related to its decision. In that, GSA is considering appealing, and we'll find out more on April 8th when a joint status report is due.
Zach Everson is a reporter covering the Trump Hotel in D.C., and he's also the author of the 1100 Pennsylvania newsletter. Zach, thanks again.
My pleasure.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. Since then, New York Public Radio's rigorous journalism has gone on to win a Peabody Award and a DuPont Columbia Award, among others. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.